Good afternoon. It is Wednesday, March 1st, 2012. We are going to talk about how one Harlem-based organization is helping young, at-risk men turn into successful members of society. I'm sitting here with Chike Ukebu, CEO and co-founder of Regarding Youth Life Incorporated, also known as ReLife Inc. Founded in 2009, ReLife Inc. is dedicated to teaching young men in Harlem and Washington Heights the skills they need to be future entrepreneurs. So, Chike, first, briefly, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a biomedical engineer by profession. However, I teach at the City College of New York. I love the arts, you know, the poetry, the spoken word. I love to write as well. And I've done all these things in the past and still do them, you know, once in a while.
Perfect. So let's talk about ReLife Inc. What inspired you and your business partner, Kevon Isaacs, to begin the nonprofit?
From being a Colin Powell Fellow in public policy, I started doing a lot of research into disconnected youth. Disconnection really is a term that describes student people who are out of school and out of work. So they're really not connected in the society. And I realized that a lot of the programs we have out there, provide their GED, some of them menial jobs, job training and stuff like that, without really devoting time to understand what was causing the disconnection and how to address such problems.
So you basically touched upon my next question. The website, you know, mentions disconnected youth. Can you just please just go more in depth with that? Describe what a disconnected youth is. Just to clarify, youth is ages 17 to 24 years old.
When you talk about disconnection, yeah, between 17 and 24. And there are several sources, there are several things that cause disconnection. Foster care. A lot of youth in the foster care system many a times transition out into adulthood without being prepared for the system. You have juvenile delinquency. You know, some of them go into the system and come out and no school wants to take them. Nobody will definitely employ them. A lot of times, too, you have immigrant youth, you know, who come in here and can't really adapt.
So let's get into, like, the meat and potatoes of real life. Like, Right. Can you tell me exactly how does real life go about helping New York's disconnected youth? What are some of the programs? I see you have the re-engagement program. That's, like, the main program of real life.
Right. That is supposed to be our main program. However, we haven't secured the funding to actually implement that. So we gradually implement bits and pieces of it, you know. Mm-hmm. But being a teacher at a GED program at City College offers me the opportunity to mentor these young men, or sometimes we've had a few young women as well.
What parts have you been able to implement?
The entrepreneurship aspect of it. Mm-hmm. So we usually have workshops because in the past 2 years, we've had to actually devote our own finances towards, you know, the running of ReLife. So what we do is when we have money, we have workshops where we gather this youth. I know a lot of them. They come and we teach them how to start one or two different kinds of businesses. For instance, we've had workshops that dealt with teaching youth how to start cologne and perfume businesses or lotion businesses or clothing lines and stuff like that. And they usually get really excited about it. However, not having the funds, you know, to help them start these businesses become a problem that we have.
How have the programs that, you know, we just talked about, how have they been proven to help disconnected youth?
Well, we have a young lady who just recently got into BMCC.
Oh, okay.
She was under my mentorship. Wow. She had been out of school, I believe, for about 9 years. Yes, because she had to take care of her younger sister.
Definitely an achievement right there.
Yes.
Okay. So where is ReLife? I guess this touches upon the financial situation you just mentioned. So we know that ReLife right now, it needs money.
Definitely.
It needs funding.
Right.
So where do you see ReLife going? You know, because obviously you want funding.
Right.
Like what's the next step to try to get that funding? You said you're writing proposals and everything.
So we have this new program called the U, that's Young Entrepreneur Workshops. Mm-hmm. That are 5 to 6 week programs. In order to address the problem of the funding, we've just recently partnered with a microfinancing organization that has agreed. Yes, they've agreed to come on board to provide small business loans to these students. I think they range from 500 to 1500 for first-time entrepreneurs, yes. So so we're really excited about that, exactly. So our goal is, well, it might be a little ambitious, but we want to be able to create between 300 and 500 entrepreneurs within New York City every year. So what we're doing now is reaching out to churches, reaching out to individuals, to businesses, to see if they could help us raise the money.
Okay, we are out of time. And Chike, I just want to thank you for meeting with me today. And I really hope the funding that you are seeking definitely comes to real life, because it definitely seems like it's something that you know, Harlem and people in Washington Heights that they need, you know what I mean, to help boost economic change and everything. All right, thank you so much.